O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you. Through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. So in preparation for this sermon, I kind of did a count. I did that not that long ago, but this one was a little bit better. So I've been in Canada since 99, so that's about 23 years. So I did a count. So from the first job that I had, within the 23 years, I switched about 20 jobs. So in that time, I actually had quite a good experience. So some jobs I switched because I didn't like them. I wanted to grow. There was no opportunity to grow. Some I switched because of, poor management. A couple I lost because I wasn't very good at them. What I can say is that I've become a master quitter. Now, over the span of time, I've seen different, leaderships. So I've seen small business owners who would start, how they would rise, how greed would overcome them, how mismanagement would happen, how people would be taken advantage of. Lots of, new cars would start to show up, then people wouldn't get paid. People wouldn't get paid for almost like half a year until they had to actually seek legal action. There was a lot of bad stuff over the years. But what I did notice is that there is a certain type of human behavior that is present in bad management that I always found difficult to coexist with. I suppose I could summarize it with one word: selfishness. There was greed, deceit, manipulation, careless behavior towards workers. All of these were self-serving, or at least so it would appear. I think Jesus today presents us a different approach to self-serving, what at the end is called shrewd behavior. Today we have a manager whose boss is about to dismiss him as there's allegations brought to him that his manager is being, he's squandering his property. Now, squandering itself is an interesting charge because it doesn't really mean that, it does not necessarily mean that the manager is actually acting in with bad intent. It means that he is actually incompetent. So he is mismanaging the property. On hearing these allegations, the rich man is about to take away manager's position, so the manager decides to act. Now, consider for a moment that there are various ways in which an incompetent manager could have acted. He could have, for example, tried to cling to his position. He could have summoned those debtors and threatened them with legal action if they don't pay out. He could have dragged them to courts and collections and try to get as much as possible to present to his master how good he is at caring for his property. He could have made anonymous complaints to various enforcement agencies to try to shut down his competition, all in an attempt to collect the highest revenue. At the end of the day, he could have tried to pocket as much money as he could and just run away. But this manager doesn't do any of this. Instead, he summons his master debtors in hope that he will gain some goodwill with them by forgiving part of their debts in return for settling their accounts. To the first, he asked, "How much do you owe my master?" And he answered, 100 jugs of olive oil." He said to him, "Take your bill, quickly sit down and make it 50. Then he asked another, "And how much do you own?" He replied, 100 containers of wheat." So he said to him, "Take your bill and make it 80. Now, looking at this development, I can begin to see what Jesus is trying to tell us. Consider for a moment that this manager from our story, unlike the counterparts that I was trying to portray, understands one crucial thing. He does not own his master's wealth or resources, and his position at the end of the day is only temporary. Which was entrusted to him only to manage his master's property. This manager does not try to cling to his position. He understands that it will only be temporary, and if it's not taken away now, it will be taken away eventually. He might have to retire. The manager accepts this transient, this understanding, and acts in a different way with resources that were entrusted to him in a way that actually benefits his community around him in hope to gain some goodwill. To my surprise, his master commends the dishonest manager because he acted shrewdly. Now, the word shrewd, I find, is not often used in our modern vocabulary, so I kind of looked it up. Now, the word shrewd has gone through many meanings, but one stood out most as relevant. Shrewd is marked by clever, discerning awareness and hard-headed acumen. This led me to another thought. What if this dishonest manager, squandering his master's property, stumbled onto a deeper implication of what his master considered his property? The manager, after all, manages his master's resources, and in so doing, is an executive or representative of his master's will and reputation. Consider for a moment that this master fully understands that proceeds from debts would have been considered to be dishonest wealth. It was not earned or worked for. So if his manager releases his debtors from paying excessive interest on their debts, he in return gains goodwill, not only for himself, but also for his master, as he represents his master. I would even say that we could look at this parable in yet another light. Jesus might have also suggested to us to consider God as this rich man or master, and to consider ourselves as managers of God's property. After all, God has created the world and appointed humanity as managers of, or rather, I would even say, as stewards of God's creation. And it is not God's will for us to exploit creation for our selfish benefit. Not only that, but as our manager from the story understood, Jesus calls us to consider our position in God's, as God's stewards of his creation, as temporary. And that no amount of physical wealth we attempt to accumulate here will buy us goodwill in the life after. Jesus also calls us to understand that small acts matter. And how we choose to behave with what belongs to someone else reflects how we would govern what belongs to us. Whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will give you what is your own? In summary, Christ also tells us that we cannot serve wealth and God at the same time. And it is with this understanding that I would go into the world today to consider my actions in new light, as a steward, as stewards of God's creation, a privilege given to us for just a fleeting moment of this life. And in so doing, to manage and care for this creation with full understanding that what we should be creating is not unbound selfish wealth, but goodwill of the world and community. Let us pray. Lord God, the wellspring of life, pour into our hearts the living water of your grace. By your light, we see light. Increase our faith and grant that we may walk in the brightness of your presence through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.